Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
You can wrap this one, my friend, in maroon and white. 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bingo!
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else.
It's Wednesday night. You know what that means. This is Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. Rhino's down there in Studio X. More or less. Taking care of things for us. We are brought to you by the good folks at the Vicksburg Convention and Visitors Bureau. Visit Vicksburg.com. We'll be telling you about some of the great stuff going on in my hometown of Vicksburg throughout the show. I want to thank you guys for joining us here on a Wednesday night. Appreciate you. This time next week, I will be in Dallas, Texas. Will I be allowed to expense a 10-gallon hat and a pair of alligator or lizard skin boots? Well, I don't know the answer to that question. We're going to try to find that out. We want to make that happen if we can. But we will be there for SEC Media Days. And on Wednesday, the day this show airs, that is Mississippi State's day in front of the podium. They will be one of the first schools to go in there in the morning session. Jeff Lebby will be joining us live on Sports Talk Mississippi, as will the players who are headed to Dallas. And those players were named on Monday. Kind of had an idea that was going to happen, and it has. John Lewis, the linebacker out of Germantown High School, will be in attendance. Albert Reese from Canada. Big man. I can't wait for you guys. If you have never heard Albert Reese speak, it is a joy. It is a joy. The voice does not match. I thought about it. And from a height perspective, kind of similar. Ray's brother on, what was his name? What was his name on Everybody Loves Raymond? What was the brother's name? Ah, gosh, I can't remember the brother's name. That's who he sounds like, though. He's got that deep voice. I mean, my voice is deep. His voice is deep. And the fact that he's 6'8" and 300-plus pounds probably helps that. Most importantly, from my perspective and the way I wanted to look at things, is that Blake Chapin is going. The MSU quarterback, not officially named as the starter as of yet, but in all likelihood, that's where that's going to be headed. And it's important that he's there. I was pleased to see from the conference 16 teams, 11 starting quarterbacks will be there. Disappointed it's not 16 out of 16. You're not going to get that every year because that's the most important guys, the most influential guys, and honestly, the most interesting guys on the team are the quarterbacks. 9 times out of 10. Very rarely are you going to have a team where the quarterback isn't an interesting, or at least there's not some storylines that you want to look at around those guys. With Chapin, first off, the one thing that really makes it intriguing is that we haven't really had a whole lot of opportunities to talk to him. When he committed, he talked to some media guys, but there has not been a time where he stood in front of the podium or came out after practice and talked to the media. This will be my first chance to ever speak with him. And I think that his journey to Mississippi State is an interesting one. I've asked Jeff Lebby a few times, hey, what was it about Blake Chapin that attracted you to bring him to this program? What did you see in him on film when you talked to him to make him think that's the guy I want leading my offense? So I know those answers from Jeff Lebby. I don't know the reverse of that. I don't know, hey, why did you want to come to Mississippi State? Why did you want to play for Jeff Lebby? What was it about this offense and this program that was attractive to you? So I'm interested to find those things out from Blake Chapin. It's important for me, in my opinion, when you have a program like Mississippi State's where you are, I mean, let's just be honest with State, right? Over the past few months, they've made it very obvious that they want to be an entertaining product. You know, we've talked about how Mississippi State has just been a boring football team to watch, even in the Mike Leach years. Those were not teams that were explosive offensively. They definitely they would grind out their opponents. They just did it in the air versus the ground. And this offense promises to be more exciting, more energy. And as a program, Mississippi State needs more energy. And a great way to do that is to get people excited about the quarterback position. People can be excited about a defense. People can be excited about skill position guys. But when they believe in your quarterback, that's when you really see people buying in, people buying tickets, people giving you that energy in the stadium that you want. When the quarterback steps on the field and you feel like you have a chance each and every time, that's something that you're going to be able to sell. So I'm glad that they just made that decision to put Chapin in front of the cameras. I mentioned that 11 quarterbacks in total. So let me see if I can do the math right here. I know that Jalen Milroe from Alabama, Peyton Thorne from Auburn, Talen Green is coming from Arkansas, Carson Beck is coming from Georgia, Graham Mertz from Florida, Garrett Nussmeier coming from Kentucky. I'm sorry, from LSU, my mistake. Brady Cook will be there from Missouri. Jackson Arnold will be there from Oklahoma. I think that's correct. Yeah, I mean, I might want to double check that. I'll know in a minute if I have 11. Obviously, Blake Chapin is headed there. Tennessee and A&M did not bring theirs. South Carolina's not bringing their guy. Quinn Ewers will be there. And then Jackson Dart, I didn't mention him. I'm sorry. That wasn't an intentional put Ole Miss last slight. Jackson Dart will be there as well. So 11 quarterbacks coming. That's 11 different interesting guys to talk college football with. At SEC Media Days. It's going to be incredible coverage, by the way. We're going to be there all 4 days. Ole Miss is on Monday. I'm not sure who's on Tuesday, but the storylines are – there's so many storylines this year in the SEC. Chapin coming, you know, I was afraid State was going to overthink things. And don't discount the importance of the other two guys, too, because John Lewis and Robbie and I talked about this on the podcast a little bit, that he's been a little bit more forward-facing. You've seen him come to press conferences a little bit more than maybe you would expect a guy who you would think is still involved in a position battle. You know, I don't know that he's not locked in at linebacker the way that Bookie Watson and Jet Johnson were a season ago. So to see him getting this kind of leadership and they're putting him out there, that leads you to believe that he's going to be a big part of what they want to do defensively. And that's great news for Mississippi State because I think he might be the best athlete in that linebacker core. He could be the guy that provides Mississippi State that punch at the pass rush position that they just have not had in recent years. I know people are going to point out, oh, Bookie Watson led the league in sacks. Would we ever consider Bookie Watson an elite pass rusher? I'll just go ahead and tell you that if Bookie Watson was considered an elite pass rusher with the stats that he put up, he would have been a top five pick, not a sixth round pick. So let's just be honest with what we're saying here. The last really elite pass rusher this team has had is Montez Sweat. And it's no coincidence he went in the first round. So State needs pass rush. Maybe John Lewis can be that guy. And then Albert Rees is kind of the one's man standing in the offensive line. Maybe Leon Bell, but that played last year for Mississippi State. You've got so many transfers at that position on the offensive line. So is Rees going to be sort of the leader of that group? Again, that's not a guy that I would have just had penciled in as a starter from day one. The fact that he's coming leads me to believe. And that's another question to ask Jeff Lebby. Hey, you're bringing all three of these guys, you know, would we say that they're favorites to start? How do you want to put that? I'm sure I'll get a coach speak and competition in every position. I know. I already know. Interested to talk to Chapin, though. Looking forward to that. I look forward to SEC Media. There's a lot of media out there. You know, talk about something that grinds my gears. They're like, oh, I hate SEC Media. It's just so pointless. It's kind of like a vacation from work. You got to work. No question, but you get to hang out with a lot of your friends that you don't get to see every day. I always say it's like the first day of school. You come back and everybody's wearing their brand new shirts or whatever, and they're like, oh, hey, how you doing? It's been a long time. How was your summer? Blah, blah, blah. It's kind of got that vibe to it a little bit. And then, you know, you get to go out on town evening. And I'm looking forward to going out in Dallas. I've never been to Dallas. So hopefully Richard won't tell me where we picked the restaurant. We always go to a nice dinner while we're there, and he refuses to tell me. He knows my OCD is just I'm starting to itch because I like to be able to look at the menu ahead of time and plan out my meal and okay, they got this and I want to try that, and you know, he's asking me to go in cold. I don't know how that's going to go for him. I really don't know how that's going to go for me in Dallas, but I do know that Mississippi State bringing Blake Chapin, just a smart move. They didn't overthink it. Bring the quarterback. Let him be the face of the program. Let him get people excited for him, for this offense, for this team, for this season. It starts there next week in Dallas at SEC Media Days. They need to start getting the excitement going. It can start with everybody having the right message at SEC Media. I'll be interested to see what the message is. Sometimes you can sort of pick up that, and not that they shouldn't. The great guys over at MSU, the media relations guys, they give some coaching. They're like, hey, you know, try to drive the conversation towards this. If you get asked about this, say this sort of thing. I'll be interested to see where they want to take things. And of course, it's my job as a journalist to try to take the conversation where I want to go. So, should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of fun. SEC Media Days is always a great time. All right, when we come back, we're going to stick with football. I want to sort of go in depth to an idea that we had on Sports Talk Mississippi, and we talked a little bit about it, but I wasn't, you know, because we were splitting it up with Ole Miss, I couldn't really go too deep into where I wanted things to be with Mississippi State. But who are the most important players for the Bulldogs this year? Who are the players that, you know, not necessarily the best players, not necessarily the guys who have the best chance to be all SEC, but the guys who can make a big difference for the Bulldogs this season by their play and who, you know, could make the difference between being in a bowl game and not for Mississippi State. So we'll talk about that when we come back here. This is Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Be sure and...
takes a part of me.
Welcome back to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for joining me here on a Wednesday evening. We are brought to you by the good folks over at Visit Vicksburg. This, all weekend long, actually, but it starts this Friday at 8 o'clock, the 49th annual Vicksburg Homecoming Celebration. So this started the year before I was born, or the year I was... It would have been the year I was born. Maybe this celebration was set up because of me. I don't know. American Legion Post 213. Festivities will continue. That's Friday at 8. Festivities with the Scholarship Annual Dinner Dance Banquet at 7 o'clock at the Vicksburg Convention Center. And then there's a farewell worship service on Sunday, 9 a.m. at the Greater Grove Street MB Church on Alcorn Drive. For more information, call 601-634-0163. Perhaps I should come home. It's a homecoming celebration. I should be a part of that. I don't know. So we talked on Sports Talk Mississippi, and we talked on the Thunder and Lightning podcast, but I want to bring this topic here because I really liked it, about what players are the most important for Mississippi State this year. What are the players that maybe not necessarily going to put up the biggest numbers, not going to be the all-SEC contenders, not going to be the MVP candidates, but who is the most important player? Who's a player that if this player doesn't play well, State will not be successful in the year 2024? And, you know, just to kind of prove the point, we'll start at a guy that I think is huge for State this year, because I think State's going to be involved in close games. And when they are close, when they are involved in close games, they're going to have to kick the ball well to have a chance to win. Kyle Ferry is huge for State this year. When you're a team that you know going into the season, hey, you know, it's all about getting bowl eligible and finding six wins, one game is going to come down to a made kick. There's just no getting around that. And if that's the case, then Kyle Ferry plays a huge role for Mississippi State in 2024. I thought as a freshman he was very, very good. I thought he was outstanding. And you know, I tend to buy into the idea that he'll be better this year for Mississippi State. You know, he's a guy that when he goes out to kick a field goal, I feel confident in his ability to make it from 45 in. Now, you know, outside of the elite kickers, I don't have a lot of confidence. But that's neither here nor there. If State is able to move the football this year, there's going to be some drives that end in field goals. Kyle Ferry, I trust him to be able to make those field goals and to keep Mississippi State in ball games and to maybe win a ball game for Mississippi State. So Kyle Ferry is a very important player for Mississippi State. I talked a little bit about Buki Watson previously. You're talking about 130, 140 tackles, 10 sacks. Those are huge shoes to fill, and I don't know that any player from Mississippi State is going to be even close to that statistically. You know, if State has leading tackler this year is like 100 tackles. If their leading sack guy is 5 or 6 sacks, that would be a big win for Mississippi State. So Stone Blanton, Jackson native, coming back to Mississippi from South Carolina, he's one of the most experienced guys on this defense, and he's only started a handful of games for the Gamecocks. But they're going to rely on him a great deal. They need him to be really, really good in the middle of that defense. They need him to be able to lead that defense, not only in terms of production, but in terms of leadership. You know, Bukie Watson and Jet Johnson were huge, huge locker room voices for Mississippi State. You think about State last year, who were the guys going into the season you would have said, these guys are going to be leaders and be a big part of what's going on in the locker room? Will Rogers, Bukie and Jet, DeCamrion Richardson, Jaden Cromedy, all gone. So new leaders have got to step up for Mississippi State, and the experience of Stone Blanton makes me think that he can be one of those guys. But then again, as I mentioned, there's the production issue. He needs to be in there and be a solid every down linebacker for Mississippi State, a guy who can stop the run, who can rush the passer, and who isn't a liability in coverage. They need all three facets of Stone Blanton's game for Mississippi State. Defensively, another two guys to keep an eye on are the cornerbacks, because you know, State has got a great streak going on. They've had an NFL cornerback drafted that is left after their junior or senior year, now four straight, right? Cam Dantzler, and then Martin Emerson, and then Emmanuel Forbes, and now DeCamrion Richardson. So Kelly Jones, Bryce Pollock, Brylon Lanier. I don't know that Kamari Rogers is going to be in that group or not. But one of those guys has got to step up for Mississippi State. I think Pollock and Jones are going to be your first two that get after it and have a chance to be the starters for Mississippi State. Jones is such an interesting player to me. When you think about the way cornerbacks are built these days, 5'10", 5'11", 190 pounds, this is a 6'4" cornerback. When he signed, I thought there's no way they'll stay at corner. He'll end up being a safety, or heck, he might put on 20, 30 pounds and become a linebacker. But instead, he stayed at that cornerback position. That is such an intriguing matchup guy for Mississippi State. If he can step forward in his redshirt freshman year, you got a potential NFL guy there, but the talent has to match the physical attributes for Mississippi State. If you're weak at corner, I mean, you've lost the game coming into, you know, when you walk into the stadium, it's going to be tough to win the football game. So one of those guys has got to step up. And again, we talked about Blanton. Pollock is one of the more experienced guys on this defense as well. Started, what, 5 or 6 games for Mississippi State and came off the bench in the rest. But they need him to be good from day one. And that's a big ask. You're asking guys who haven't really done a whole lot to be good from day one. That's tough. And that's why a lot of us are out there looking at this defense and saying, yeah, they were some highly recruited guys coming out of high school. There were some 4-star guys out there, but they haven't done anything yet. And so, you know, you're asking guys who you haven't seen do anything to do something. And that's, you know, when you're talking about recruiting profile, that's one thing when it's a Jeff Simmons or a Chris Jones, right? A 5-star guy that everybody was after. I expect them to be good from the jump. You know, your mid 4-star guys, your lower 4-star guys, I mean, it's a crapshoot one way or the other. So Pollock, Jones, if those are your corners, they've got to be really good. Now, you might be asking yourself at this point, if you haven't listened to the podcast or you didn't listen to the show, where's Blake Shapen? It's just too easy. Come on, guys. Blake, I mean, name a college football team where the quarterback isn't the most important guy. I mean, you'd be really tough-pressed to do it. Even a team like Georgia or Texas, who have what you would think, you know, Rashada, I know, is good at Georgia. I believe Arch Manning is good at Texas. But those are like maybe the only two programs in the country where I would say that the quarterback isn't the most important guy on the roster. And Mississippi State Shapen certainly is. So let's get away from that and let's look at the offense a little deeper. I think Kelly Akari is such a big piece of what State wants to do this year. State has just not produced wide receivers that go to the NFL. 1996, Eric Molds is the last Bulldog wide receiver to be drafted. That is an incredible stat. You think about all the teams in college football that don't pass the ball well. I mean, I would imagine Army and Navy don't have a receiver drafted, but other than them, who? And so for State this year, Kelly Akari coming in from UTEP, 1,000-yard receiver, 20 yards per catch there for the Miners. This offense, year in, year out, under Jeff Lebby, both years he was at Ole Miss, both years he was at Oklahoma, had a receiver either right at 1,000 yards or just shy of it. We all know about Elijah Moore and the incredible season he had in 2020, but Dontario Drummond was very good for the Rebels in 2021. And then Marvin Mims, really good for the Sooners in 2022. And then last year, Drake Stoops, who's a guy that nobody's going to be looking at as an NFL draft pick, caught 84 passes for almost 1,000 yards. Somebody in this receiving core, if everything goes according to plan, is going to catch 50, 60, 70 passes for 800, 900, 1,000 yards, and 8 to 12 touchdowns. That's just the path that this team, this offense has followed. Akari is the best choice for that. Big, physical guy. I liked what I saw from him in the spring game. And look, I like Kevin Coleman. I think Trent Hudson's going to be a good player for Mississippi State. And I love the freshman. Craver, Burnside. And Burnside was a guy I mentioned on Monday's show as a guy who could be one of those important players. I think State just wants to see one of those true freshmen succeed. So I picked the local guy. Mario Craver is a guy who I think will play a big role this year, maybe even especially on special teams. But Akari is the guy that everybody's going to be targeting and saying he needs to be good from day one. And then on the O-line, McKaylin Pounders, Ethan Miner, two transfers coming in, the two most highly rated guys you got out of the portal, really. They need to be good. You know, you got a veteran center who you hope can just come in and stabilize the middle of that offensive line. And you got Pounders to protect your quarterback's blindside. He was really good at Memphis, but obviously the competition is stepping up here in the SEC. Those two guys have got to be good for Mississippi State. You know, the interior guys, the guards, the right tackle, you know, we'll see how that all shapes up. I guess Reese is going to be at one of those. I think Leon Bell could be out there at right tackle. And then either Jacoby Jackson or Marlon Martinez at that left guard position. But Pounders at the left tackle, Miner at the center, they've got to be good from the jump. And that's going to be a big key for Mississippi State. And getting one of these guys isn't going to be enough. Every guy I just listed, they got to deliver their part for Mississippi State this year. If they don't, it's going to be very tough for the Bulldogs to get to six wins or more. It's going to be tough to be in a bowl game. It's going to be tough to compete in the SEC if all of the guys I just mentioned aren't playing at a really high standard for Mississippi State. We're going to change gears when we come back. Let's talk a little baseball. State's been having a little bit more success in the portal, but is it enough? I want to try to get an idea of what Mississippi State's expectations for its baseball program are. So we're going to talk expectations. Maybe that's a little bit more of a spring topic, but I just feel like it's relevant with the way things have been going lately in the portal and the way, you know, State has gotten better. They've been bringing some guys in, but is it enough? Is it enough to compete for the national title? Is it enough to beat an Omaha team? I don't know the answer to that. We'll talk about it when we come back. This is Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. Rated number one in durability and owner experience. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched detachments. Right now, put zero down and get 0% APR for up to 72 months, plus save up to $800 on select equipment. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Divinity Equipment Company on Highway 51 in Madison and at the end of Spring Ridge Road in Clinton.
At Key Constructors, our mission is to build a legacy that will stand the test of time through hard work, dedication, and pursuing excellence. Key Constructors is a heavy civil construction company, a leader in the bridge construction world. Our goal is to provide a positive work environment for you to grow personally and in your career. We are proud of who we are and what we do, making it happen one bridge at a time. Come join our team of Black Label Bridge Builders. Check out Key Constructors on Facebook and other social media platforms and keyconstructors.com.
Patriotism is alive at 8 Complete Flag Source. Flag holidays are celebrated all year as we honor those who serve both at home and abroad. Fly your U.S. flag every day with a U.S.-made flag from 8 Complete Flag Source. We also have a huge stock of state, historic, and military flags and flagpoles for your home, school, or business. So shop local at a 25-year-old, family-owned business, 8 Complete Flag Source, 5295 I-55 North in Jackson, 601-362-9333, or CompleteFlags.com.
Engine is a diesel, then your answer is Delta, Delta, Delta. Delta Auto on Highway 51 in Canton and their fine tuning will have your diesel purring like a kitten.
Meow.
Delta Auto on Highway 51 in Canton, 601-391-6646. 601-391-6646. That's 601-391-6646. Remember, if the engine is a diesel, it's Delta, Delta, Delta. Delta Auto, Highway 51 in Canton.
Listening to Super Talk Mississippi News.
while preventing Mississippi's treasury or public employees' retirement system from investing in companies that boycott Israel or those of Jewish descent has been recertified, Governor Tate Reeves etched his signature to extend the Israel Support Act of 2019 in a ceremonial signing on Monday. While proponents of the legislation expressed their unwavering support for the Middle Eastern country, critics say that the law is unconstitutional.
This is an issue of free speech. In our opinion, this is actually infringes on Americans and Mississippians' First Amendment right under the Constitution for the ability to freely and peacefully protest and boycott and go through divestment. When we're doing this, basically restricting Mississippians' free speech rights for the benefit of a foreign country.
That was International Museum of Muslim Cultures co-founder Imad El Turk. More can be found online at supertalk.fm.
Don't stop planning for your future. Don't stop investing in your kids' education. Don't stop dreaming of that new home. And don't stop growing your business. Whatever you're passionate or dreaming about, don't stop. Because when you have a bank you can trust, you have the confidence to take on tomorrow. Speak with a Trustmark associate today for advice on achieving your goals. Trustmark. People you trust, advice that works. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What's the key to a quick and fun travel escape? Enjoy public art outside, or outsider art inside, and refresh your sense of history with awe-inspiring parks and museums. Vicksburg is the key to the South.
Watch your favorite Super Talk shows in HD. Just go to supertalktv.com. Ever wonder what goes on in the studio during the shows? Now you can watch what happens in HD. Super Talk TV, streaming now on supertalktv.com. No matter where you go, Super Talk Mississippi is there. With FM signals all over the state, you can hear Super Talk Mississippi from the Delta to the Red Clay Hills of Meridian and from Oxford to Biloxi. And when you're out of the state, you can always get the latest Mississippi news and talk online at supertalk.fm and on your smart device with the Super Talk app. You're proud to call Mississippi home, and we're proud to cover your state like no one else. Thanks for listening to Super Talk Mississippi.
We are back here on Thunder and Lightning Live, Super Talk Mississippi. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Thunder and Lightning podcast. Of course, we are 5 days a week with Mississippi State Sports. 6 days this week. Six. Because we'll have the extra stop on the Thunder and Lightning Catfish Tour on Friday, so that'll air on Saturday as we get ready for SEC Media Days. Anywhere podcasts are available. Plus, you can just always check out supertalk.fm, which, if you haven't already, is a great website. You need to have it bookmarked. News, opinion, sports, weather, everything happening here in the state. Plus, it's got easy access to all of our great Super Talk programming, both audio and video, plus all of the podcasts we have available. Thunder and Lightning, The Rebel Report, The Eagle Hour, they're all right there at supertalk.fm. We're brought to you by the good folks over at the Vicksburg, at the Vicksburg Convention and Visitors Bureau. Visit Vicksburg.com. This Saturday, 8 to 12, it's the Vicksburg Farmers Market at the corner of Jackson and Washington. There's going to be live music there by Evan Brister. That is a Mississippi-certified Farmers Market. For more information, call 601-634-4527, or you can visit VicksburgFarmersMarket.org. 8 to 12, Saturday morning through noon, Vicksburg Farmers Market. So baseball has been this hot topic lately, hasn't it? People are talking about baseball. So it's been kind of fluid with the portal, right? It's been up and down. It's been, hey, they weren't getting any guys. They were missing on guys. It was obvious they were missing on guys. What's going on? What's going to happen here? And then it became, okay, they got a few pieces here, and now you like where they're going. If they could just add a couple more guys, they would be right there. And it's led to this greater debate for me about what do you expect from Mississippi State baseball? Now, I can't tell you the number of people who've brought up that, oh, well, you know, from what, like 90, 9 to whatever it was. You know, the state only hosted so many times, and they never hosted a super regional till 07. And people, I feel like they're making excuses for Mississippi State baseball. Mississippi State football, I can make excuses for, right? I don't expect that team to compete at a national championship level year in, year out. I don't. Basketball, I'll make fewer excuses, but I'll still make excuses. Don't expect that program to compete for a national championship year in and year out. I don't. Women's basketball is the same way. I expect that. I have higher expectations for men's basketball than I do for football. Football is just about getting to bowl games, all right? And then if they jump up and have a really good season, that's great. Basketball, I expect them to contend for the NCAA tournament most years. I know that every now and then they're going to have a down year. That's fine. But I expect to be at the very least on the bubble every single season. Baseball, I have high expectations. And my expectations for this program really were set in stone in 2018 when the new stadium opened. That stadium opened to host regionals and super regionals. And by definition, if you are hosting regionals and super regionals, you are in contention for the College World Series. I expect that. Some people say 4 out of 5. I mean, I'm going to go like 9 out of 10. I expect this team to be in the hosting discussion and to actually be hosting 8, 9 years out of 10. If those expectations are unrealistic, if they're too high, well, I'm just sorry. That's just where my expectation level is of this program. And I would be shocked if Chris Lemonis' expectations of the program weren't exactly in line with mine. Do you really think Chris Lemonis is sitting there thinking, this year was good enough? What happened in 2024 was good enough. We almost hosted, and we lost in a regional. That's good enough for Mississippi State baseball. This man has won a national title, and I feel like he gets a lot of undue criticism for winning a national title. Oh, they weren't his players. Oh, he only recruited a few guys. I don't care. Ron Polk and Pat McMahon and John Cohen and Andy Cannizzaro didn't win a national title. Chris Lemonis did. He gets ultimate credit for that. He will forever be the first Mississippi State coach to have won a national title. I give him full credit for that. But then his job was to maintain that standard, to get back to Omaha, to elevate the program even further, to go from a team that, hey, they won one national title to that's the best program in college baseball. And that has not happened. Now, another thing I feel like people do from time to time, and this bugs me, and I don't know why, but it does, but like, I think people think coaches are stupid sometimes. Chris Mullins is not a dumb man. He's a good baseball coach. He knows more about baseball, unless Coach Polk is listening right now. He knows more about baseball than 99% of the population. But he's missed on some evaluations. He's had some guys that he was counting on that didn't pan out the way he wanted them to. And that's putting them into this situation here where the program has fallen back. There's no getting around that fact. The program has fallen behind. They missed two straight postseasons in this past year. They didn't host. And if they don't host next year, I think I saw that'll be the first time since I can't even tell you when, that a four-year period has gone by without hosting. Again, that new stadium, that $60 million-plus palace they built for college baseball was not built to be shuttered at the last weekend of May. It was built to carry on into June and be here for the regionals and the super regionals. So when you look at this team right now, we're going to make a couple of assumptions. We're going to assume that David Mershon returns. I think at this point, I feel like he's going to be back at Mississippi State. I don't think he's a top 10 round draft choice at this time. Now, I could be wrong, and it could just be a situation where he's ready to move on and go to the next level or do whatever. I think Mershon is back. I'm not going to count on the draft to be kind as far as high school players go. I'm not counting on, what's that kid's name? Dante Norrie, I'm sorry, to be a part of this team next year. He's been falling down some draft boards, but he's still listed as a top 75, top 100 prospect. That means you're going in the first three or four rounds. He's not turning that money down unless he just has an absurdly high number. And look, it's happened before. It happened here at Mississippi State. JT Ginn was drafted in the first round. Decided he wanted to come to Starkville. And ended up, incredibly, better off, despite the fact that he suffered an injury. He was drafted by the Mets in the second round, but he got more money than he would have got out of the Dodgers in the first round. Now, I'd like to think, personally, that's because the Dodgers are a terrible organization. But that's a story for another day. So it's not out of the question that Norrie could be here, but I'm not going to count on it. So my question becomes this for Mississippi State. Have they put together a team, both in terms of the lineup, in terms of the pitching rotation, in terms of the bullpen, that will have this team hosting as a top eight seed and be in contention for Omaha next year? Now, maybe people at Super Talk get a little bit mad at me about this because they count on me for hot takes. They want my takes to be spicy hot. My hot take on this baseball team is I am going to play the biggest game of wait and see that you ever saw. I may literally be into April before I tell you what I really and truly think of this baseball team. Because last year, before the season, I thought they were not going to be any good. And then after the first month of the season, I was positive they weren't any good. And then they nearly hosted and had a much better season than I thought they were going to have. So I was way off. And to this day, I don't know how. Now, granted, I could not have known that Kyle Steven was going to do what he did. I couldn't have known that Gerangelo was going to have the monster season that he did. I certainly didn't count on some of the guys, you know, Connor Hyzak becoming a great hitter the way he did. But I was just way off on that prediction. So I'm going to take it slow with this team. I'm going to let games happen. I'm going to let them get into conference play before I really and truly come to a final decision about what this team is going to be. We already saw that they have stepped up the competition. They're playing in that really cool tournament in Houston where they'll play Rice and I believe Oklahoma State and Texas Tech, I think, are the teams they're playing in that one. And Tennessee and Texas A&M are also in that tournament, but State won't play them. So I think that Lamonis learned the lesson of, hey, it's probably better to have a couple of road losses or neutral site losses than to have a bunch of pincushion wins at home, or in some cases, bad losses at home. Better just to get those games out and on the road and maybe play away from Duty Noble. So they didn't play away from Duty Noble until they went to Biloxi. So they didn't play a true road game until the second conference weekend of the season when they went to Texas A&M. That's too late in the year to be doing that. They need to be better about the way they schedule things. So what are your expectations for Mississippi State baseball? You expect them to be an Omaha team most years? You happy just getting into the postseason? Or are you just happy cooking out in the lounge and eating a hot dog and a steak and, you know, a little something here and there and hope everybody has a good time? It's weird that I always thought Mississippi State baseball was the program everybody had the highest expectations for, and I feel like that slipped a little bit the past couple of years. And I don't know if that's just a desire because you like Chris Lemonis to just kind of, you know, say, hey, you know, maybe your expectations are too high. I'm not going to apologize for them. I will not apologize for saying that I think Mississippi State year in, year out should be a team that plays in the NCAA tournament, host NCAA regionals, host NCAA super regionals, and has a great chance to go to Omaha. That is the Mississippi State baseball standard. When the team meets, they meet in the Omaha room. They don't meet in the regional room. They don't meet in the Charlottesville regional room. They meet in the Omaha room. That's their standard. It's going to be my standard as well. All right, we'll wrap things up when we come back. Tell you about where we're going to be this Friday for we got a lot going on here at Super Talk over the next few days, so we'll talk about that when we come back. Got to set the calendar for you when we come back. This is Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi. Let's wrap things up here on Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Thanks for joining me here on a Wednesday evening. We are brought to you by the good folks over at the Vicksburg Convention and Visitors Bureau. Visit Vicksburg. VisitVicksburg.com is the website. The Summer Chef Series, something that's really cool that's going to be going on in Vicksburg. This is the second edition of that. This Saturday, 2 o'clock at the Catfish Row Museum, Chef Enrica Williams will be the guest speaker. She's the chef and owner of Fauna Food Works, a culinary food lab that produces thoughtful, ingredient-driven, bohemian chic cuisine. I don't know what all those words mean, but the food sounds good. If you need more information, go to the website, catfishrowmuseum.org. That's this Saturday, July 13th, 2 o'clock p.m. All right, Got a lot going on in the world of Super Talk, Sports Talk Mississippi. As you know, tomorrow is our annual Palmer Home Radiothon. We will ask you guys to tune in, and more importantly, we're going to ask you guys to donate to the Palmer Home, our favorite cause here at Super Talk. We've raised a lot of money for them, but unfortunately, there are still families in need, and we need to help them. So please consider making a donation tomorrow. If you're a Mississippi State fan and you want to laugh at Richard Cross, be sure to tune in right here at Super Talk TV. We'll have him head to toe, maroon and white. That'll be a lot of fun. Of course, that's tomorrow. Friday, I will be in Bay Springs, Mississippi at Big O Seafood for the final stop on the Superior Catfish Summer Catfish Tour. Looking forward to that. Never been to Bay Springs, never been to Big O's, but if it meets the standard that we've set for our previous stops, it is going to be a fantastic place to eat and to enjoy some fellowship and enjoy each other's company. We'll be talking a lot of MSU sports, plus we'll get to talk to the good folks at Big O's and at Superior Catfish. So that's Friday. What day is that? The 12th is that day. I'm lost track of my life there. And that means I'll be in the Super Talk studios on Friday as well. So they're going to see a lot of me. You know, they're happy about that, though, because who doesn't love me? Lots of you. Lots of you don't love me. I know. It's okay, though. And then, of course, next week, as I mentioned before, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, live from the Omni Hotel in Dallas, Texas, SEC Media Days, the first one with Texas and Oklahoma, should be a tremendous event. We've already talked about Mississippi State. They will be on the Wednesday. They'll be on Wednesday, which means this show will have at least one interview with one of the players. Plus, all week long, we'll be talking to the top names in sports media. We'll be talking to some players from Ole Miss, from Mississippi State, and hopefully from some of the other schools as well, as we bring you all the great action from SEC Media Days next week. And when I was looking at our calendar, we are all over the state of Mississippi in the next few months. We've got live events in Flowood, in Oxford, in Hattiesburg, in Tupelo. We're down at Mississippi Gulf Coast again coming up. So we've got a lot of great events. So if you have a chance to come out and see Richard and I, we certainly would love to meet you guys and talk with you. I'll talk a little sports with you. It's college football season, baby. As far as I'm concerned, college football season starts next week. All right, start tailgating now. Because this is how it's going to go. Morky does the daily numbers, but I'll take it a little further. Next week's SEC Media Days. That means the week after that, the week of the 22nd, by the end of that week, we're going to know when teams are reporting, and they should probably start reporting at that point. And then preseason camp. Don't forget, preseason camp. It is not fall here in the state of Mississippi. Preseason camp will get started up. And then at that point, we're just counting down not even days. We're counting down hours. It's really just a few minutes when you get right down to it. So we aren't too far from the start of the college football season, and I, for one, could not be happier about that. So beyond that, also don't forget, at this next weekend, Mississippi State has its final big recruiting event of the year. There's a big cookout planned. A lot of committed guys, but a lot of uncommitted guys will be there as well. And State's hopeful to maybe pull in a few more guys. Tyler Lockhart might be a name to watch, the linebacker out of Winona, who decommitted from Auburn I think a week ago. Of course, his brother's already on the roster. His best friend is another linebacker from Winona. Fat Clark is already on the roster. All the tea leaves there reading maroon and white. So, and maybe a few other surprises. I don't know that Caleb Cunningham is even scheduled to be there. If he is, that would be something to watch. You know, he talked about making his commitment in July. We'll see if that ends up being the case or not for the big five-star receiver out of Choctaw County out of Ackerman, Mississippi. The crown jewel in the state of Mississippi this year. Bulldogs desperately need to get him into the class. Desperately need to get him into the class. I don't know if that's going to be the case or not. I feel confident they're going to win that recruitment, but with a player like that, everybody in the world is going to be after him. From day one. So something very important for Mississippi State. So that is, I believe, next weekend. And then I guess the team would report the week after that. That sounds about right for your timeline. So, and then what, August 1st is the Hall of Fame game. So we got a little preseason NFL. I mean, I'll watch. Don't act like you won't watch. Don't act like you won't be tuned in watching the third string players for two NFL teams that you don't even cheer for. Don't act for one second like you're not going to be doing it. All right. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Appreciate you, as always. Appreciate you guys checking us out here Back tomorrow on Sports Talk Mississippi for the Palmer Home Radiothon. Again, please, if you can make any kind of donation, even the smallest donation, is welcome and encouraged. And we'll be there live. Talk to you from the Palmer Home in Hernando. Should be a good time. For Rhino, who when we see him next will have a lot less hair on his head and a lot less hair on his beard, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.